The Road Ecology Center at UC Davis isn't very big, just four people and a website. But co-director Fraser Schiller says it has an important purpose.
It was established to understand how roads affect natural and human communities.
That covers everything from noise to water tables. But some of the biggest impacts are felt by wildlife. And when that happens literally, the result is roadkill. So one thing the center is examining is ways to make roads less lethal to the animals near them.
If you removed a road or punctured it, making it more permeable by putting a crossing structure under it or over it, then suddenly you've created a movement opportunity. I mean, obviously that was there originally before the road, but we can start to rebuild our transportation system so that it's permeable to wildlife movement.
Right now, work on a test case is about to get underway in the Sonoma Valley.
There's a project on Highway 12 looking at wildlife movement across the Sonoma Valley. It involves recording roadkill along Highway 12 and also setting up cameras on different culverts going under the highway to see where wildlife are moving successfully.
The two-year study is being undertaken by the Sonoma Land Trust in a two-mile area that crosses both Highway 12 and Arnold Drive near Glen Ellen. Tony Nelson, the project manager for the trust, says that area is part of an important wildlife corridor, which extends from Point Reyes all the way to the Mayacamas Mountains.
One of the things we need to try to do is validate whether or not this is functioning as a safe avenue for animals to move through. Roads are certainly one of the big hurdles that animals have to deal with. Highway 12 has a lot of traffic on it, and Arnold Drive is a fairly significant county road. Both of them bisect this corridor.
Their study, expected to begin next month, will monitor the animal deaths along both roads on a weekly basis.
We're going to be doing regular transects looking for dead animals on the road, and we'll also be looking and working with Caltrans collision data, because that's a different data set we can add to this, to identify hot spots of mortality.
But Nelson says that's not all they'll be looking at.
We also hope to study the underpasses under these roads, most of which have creeks in them, but they have banks and places that animals can walk, and they can be really important passage elements for animals moving past the road. So we hope to evaluate which species are using those and which may not be, and if they pose any blockage for any of them.
That data may be of even more immediate benefit, says Fraser Schiller, as highway maintenance happens much more often than construction.
If you have a structure that goes under the highway that allows wildlife to move through, the culverts, the other structures associated with the highways, if it grows across with blackberry or if there's a fence there, then you won't have that wildlife movement that could have been possible otherwise.
Additionally, says Tony Nelson, the information they collect will be ready and waiting whenever the time comes to repair or rebuild those key portions of the two main traffic arteries through the valley. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.